Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, is letting Girl Scouts sell cookies online a mistake? That's the big question. We're going to find out the answer today.
Oh, will we?
I am curious, Tom, when our Girl Scouts will be arriving, Girl Scout cookies, because we order them from you every year.
Did you ask a question?
Yeah, I'm wondering when they're going to be arriving, our Girl Scout cookies.
What are we getting, our cookies?
We haven't ordered them yet, have we?
I think we did.
No, you haven't.
I did not.
But don't worry. I just ordered a bunch of cases, so whatever you want, I'll have when they come in. You won't even have to wait.
I didn't put my name down and get like
You didn't
four
order.
Boxes.
You did like a year ago, and you already got them, but this is this new package now, new time.
Yeah.
You didn't fill out the form, but he's got you covered.
Thank you for doing that.
You're welcome.
Well, selling Girl Scout cookies can be a lot easier now since there's a digital platform that's been set up where the girls can register and sell cookies online, I've noticed.
Okay.
But some moms are saying people don't like this idea. One mom registered her 7-year-old daughter on a platform which involved uploading the girl's photo, a brief sales pitch, and the cookie sales goal. And they emailed it to all the friends and family. I guess that's how some of the Girl Scouts are doing it now.
Okay.
So she got some backlash and complaints. One of the family members wrote, "So much for the old-fashioned way of wearing uniforms and going house to house and learning what rejection is."
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That must have been an old person.
Another one said the website gives up the illusion that their daughter was responsible for her cookie sales because the mom had obviously uploaded all the pictures and done all the work and done, you know, upload everything to the site
okay.
where the girl is going to get credit for that. But I'm like, you know what? This has been going on forever. We just experienced it just now because Tom would bring in the list of cookies that we would want. And you, matter of fact, you got a couple Girl Scout badges for that, didn't you?
I did. I have a little vest I wear around.
Yeah, a little sash. So where you sell cookies.
If the cookie sales go, you know, to the internet for online sales. Yeah. Does that mean you don't get annoyed by coworkers to buy cookies for their daughter?
Well, of course. I mean, they're going to email you and put you in the email list as well. I mean,
no,
that's
I'm
what
kidding.
They've been doing for years.
Well, I think it's great for them to practice their computer skills and learn that way. The door-to-door, the person-to-person, face-to-face sales is really what the cookie thing was all about to begin with.
Okay, let me just clear up some things, because my daughter does this right now. And door-to-door is long gone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They've been doing, they get permission to stand outside of Walmart, some places like that.
Yeah.
And they will do a 2-hour or 4-hour sales there. And it's a lot of work, but they learn a lot of sales techniques because my daughter, they'll walk up, they'll shame people that don't buy cookies. They've learned how to make sure that if someone says, "I'm on a diet," they're like, "Well, you can buy one for a soldier." They've got good sales techniques down. So
good.
I feel like that this online thing does take away a little bit of their techniques and skills, but I think it's a good addition because they need to learn internet skills too.
Right. But you don't get as much rejection on the internet. You just email blast everybody.
Well, rejection isn't really the goal.
Yeah.
But does your daughter, does she get involved in selling the cookies and standing
right.
out?
Right. She does this all the standing out there, yes.
Because over the years, the kids in my family, it was always be the parents calling me, going, buy this for the kid. Finally, I said, your kids got to call and sell me on it.
Okay.
That's their job. If you're selling it, doing all the work for them, they're not learning anything. So I made niece and nephew. They had to call me and give me a sales
pitch. Did you reject them to give them a little teaching on that?
I should have.
So you got involved, and you wanted to be part of the parenting of your sisters and their kids.
Oh, I didn't say who. I just said kids in the family.
Oh, okay, in your family. I'm sorry.
But, but no, I mean, I think they should get out and sell. I mean, they should go door-to-door. Go ahead and go to door-to-door.
Well, door-to-door is not very profitable compared to standing outside Walmart.
As I mentioned, that was how it started.
Yeah, but going door-to-door is not safe anymore.
It's not unsafe.
That.
If you're in your neighborhood, it's perfectly
safe. And chaperoned.
It's scary, but it teaches them.
Right. They learn how to run if the guy's too creepy. But
a lot of new set of skills learning there.
Yeah. That's a new badge right there.
I think that people worry too much. Mm-hmm. I think people get too involved in stuff that's not their own business.
You're right.
I mean, like making someone's kids call you instead of just ordering the cookies from them.
It's called a learning experience. In fact, your daughter's going to have to come up here this time and give me
We're
a sales
just not going to sell to you. We've got lots of other customers.
Okay. That's fine. The teacher wrong. That's
so
fine.
Your business isn't appreciated.
I'll be honest, Tom. I'll help you get your third badge.
Thank
selling
you,
cookies.
See, I've got a customer right here.
But it's because I'm hooked on them. I can't get off. I need some help.
But think about, why do you care how someone raises their kid? Why do you
I don't care about how they're raising them, but if the kid's going to be
kidding?
The one selling the item, they should be taught to sell that item and not just...
But that's if you have your own kids, you tell them to do that.
Well, in this,
you teach your own kids that stuff. It's like Hawk always says, you ruin your kids your way, I ruin mine my way.
But when I have family making me feel guilty because I'm not buying from their child, then I'm going to make sure their child is learning something from this experience of selling the item.
Well, this is why I got started. Like, it was family members in this
started
article.
Started arguing about this.
That said that, you know.
It was probably Cato.
Is it Cato's family?
Might have been.
Cato was like, I ain't buying from no website. You're going to make them call me.
You little whippersnapper.
How you raise your kids has an effect on everybody eventually.
You still don't have a choice. You don't have any input. It's not your business.
Parents won't listen to
you. I didn't tell
you
how to raise yours. You don't tell me how to raise mine.
I'm not telling you how to raise them.
You would have gotten so mad if we told you how to raise your daughter.
I would prefer a parent to raise their child to be self-sufficient rather than relying on, as we have now, so many kids relying on their parents to do things
for them.
Oh, so
what she says is, I would like to tell other people how to raise their kids, but no one better tell me how to raise mine.
No, I didn't say that at all.
That's what you kind of said.
No, you said that.
You remember when we tried to help you a little bit raise Lauren?
And you got so
mad. Offer my daughter $100 for a failing grade?
Yeah, who knew she would do it?
I know. We just said, hey, we'll give you $100 to make an F. And she...
Who knew she would do three of them?
I know. She broke the bank.
That was not good.
That's what I learned. You don't ask other people to help you raise your kids.
Well, then you need to stay out of ours.
No, I'm just suggesting that, yes.
I'm just suggesting how other people should raise their kids.
No, dear, you said
I can't figure out
how you raise your child has no effect on anybody else. I disagree.
Your cookies are on the way.
Thank you.
I don't even want any cookies
I'm not ordering them. Poor little Girl Scouts.
I know. Sorry,
Sam. It's your fault. You're the one that ordered them.
My daughter probably should have handled this herself.
<That's right. laughs>
I just
earn
lost
another
her
badge.
Two sales.
And two badges right there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.